This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, here we are. The morning swingers. That's who we are. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Wednesday, December 13th. A little rocking and rolling. I like tongue twisters. You like tongue twisters, Jay?
Oh, so much fun, yes.
All right. Say these. Let's try this one three times. Santas sang silly songs.
Seven Santas sang silly songs. Seven Santas sang silly songs. Seven Santas sang silly songs.
Good. Give her a prize, James.
See, yay! How about a record player?
It's gone. Sorry. Santa's sleigh slides on slick snow.
Say it again.
Santa's sleigh slides on slick snow.
Santa's sleigh slides on slick snow. Santa's sleigh slides on slick snow. Santa's sleigh slides on slick snow.
Good. Bobby brings bright bells.
Bobby brings bright bells. Bobby brings bright bells. Bobby brings bright bells. I don't know why that one had me worried I was going to accidentally swear.
Running reindeer romp round red wreaths.
Let's hear you do it.
Running reindeer romp round red wreaths. Running reindeer romp round red wreaths. Running reindeer romp round red wreaths.
Woo! Crushed it.
Got it. All right, that's enough silly stuff. Later in the hour, Maria Trilogy, our astrologer, is going to talk about the fact that Mercury is in retrograde again.
Just a good reminder for us to slow down.
Slow down. Yes, exactly. All right, so a lot of conversation today about Israel's military operation, the underground tunnel operation. They've begun pumping seawater into a tunnel network underneath Gaza. The operation is going to take a couple of weeks. They want to destroy the 300-mile-long infrastructure used by Hamas to transport supplies and personnel into Israel for the attack back in, October 7th, I think, yeah? So, all right. So yesterday, Joe Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu had a conversation on the phone, and they appear, at least from the outside of the stuff I'm looking at, two or three different stories here about the divisions between where we are and where they are, the future of Gaza. Netanyahu says he won't allow the Palestinian Authority to take control of Gaza. And the U.S. says, maybe you should look at a two-state solution. Well, they've been talking about that since the 1940s and haven't gotten anywhere yet. Meanwhile, 193 members of the U.N. General Assembly has voted to approve a non-binding resolution for a humanitarian ceasefire. So, what do we do? We don't do anything other than put pressure. But what's the right thing to do, I guess, is the question here. We know about, Jay has been probably the best person I've heard who makes a rational argument for understanding what's going on both sides. And I don't know whether it bears repeating again what's going on, Jay. You have done a great job of encapsulating what the issues are on both sides.
I think it's
Palestinians have a problem. Go ahead, excuse me.
Yeah, it's a humanitarian crisis. I think it's just keeping the human side of things in the focus, where there's this narrative that if you speak out on one side, then you're automatically against. If you speak out for Israel, then you're automatically against Palestinians. If you speak out for Palestinians, then you're anti-Semitic. There's this narrative, and that is not the case. There's a severe humanitarian crisis where people are dying. I was laying in bed holding my child, and I actually had this thought thinking about how fortunate I am that there is a roof over my head. We are warm. He is healthy. We are safe. And don't have to worry about a terrorist organization or bombs flying or anything like this that so many people around the country, or no, I'm sorry, not around the country, around the world, especially what's going on with Israel and Hamas. And again, the Palestinian people, well, Hamas may be Palestinians, the Palestinian people are not Hamas.
That's a great way. It is not, the arrow doesn't fly in both directions, actually, under the circumstances. So there's all this, the related stories here in our country and elsewhere around the world, the role social media is playing in telling the story that you just told, but not telling it the way you just told it. So there are all kinds of problems. The Harvard had a board of trustees meeting yesterday, and they agreed to leave the lady who's the president of Harvard, who has not distinguished herself by doing anything, not only here but elsewhere. There are a lot of people who are not happy that she's the president, and the reason for her being president is certainly under scrutiny, at least a lot of the local news media wondering how she got the job in the first place. Go ahead.
So this is the one, right, that it all falls down on the inability to denounce that.
Yeah.
Just
take a stand, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can say we stand for freedom of speech, but you don't really, because you're not allowing the people with different points of view to be heard. They're all being shouted down.
But why is it so hard for people to say anti-Semitism is wrong?
It's
easy to say it's wrong.
Yep. So now, the University of California, not only faculty but students, are demanding that the Board of Regents there get rid of the chairman because of his social media activity, that he, quote, dehumanized Palestinians. Again, the Palestinians are now the hero. Huh? In what word? Jay just explained what's going on. They're not the heroes. They're not the goats. They're just
victims. They're victims.
But to make them the heroes, which is what's going on some of these college campuses, is moronic, frankly. Just plain moronic. But it continues. Sports Illustrated announcing it has ousted the CEO. This is a big story on all the sports talk stations. I grabbed it because I thought it was interesting. The same kind of thing. Social media and artificial intelligence. Apparently, this guy has encouraged the people running Sports Illustrated to use AI to produce content that's in the magazine and on the website. So there are other publications that are using stuff that you can get on the AI marketplace for sure. But the problem here is they're not disclosing it to their readers. And a lot of people are finding articles that are filled with errors. You know, the people who read Sports Illustrated or specialty magazines like that, they know what's going on. So they know when they see something that's wrong, hey, what the hell's the story with this?
Yeah.
And so this guy was embarrassed, and, you know, they're actually trying to get rid of some of the people. So they figure if they use AI, see, this is the problem with AI. People use it for a crutch. They'll use it to save money. They'll use it for any number of things that are not appropriate. It does have its place. But not that place. So, I see these things going on and shake my head. How do these people get to the job? How do they get to the place where they are in their jobs?
Yeah, and especially if you have to hire somebody on anyway to look over and fact check AI.
Right.
Are you really spending any money?
Governor DeSantis has his attorneys asking a federal judge to dismiss a free speech lawsuit filed by Disney against DeSantis after he took over Walt Disney World's governing district in retaliation for the company opposing a state law that banned classroom lessons on sexual orientation. Wow. This guy is a Neanderthal. He really is. Why would, do you understand where this guy's coming from? Do you understand his thought pattern? Do you get what he's trying? He's a control freak. He wants everybody to be punished for not agreeing with what his points of view are.
Blind.
And that's what, yeah. If you were listening earlier this morning, I was talking about how to guarantee that we have a world full of free-thinking, right-thinking, moralistic people as they grow into adulthood. Let them be who they are as they grow up. I wonder what, I would be curious to know more about this guy's, his youth. Where did he grow up? What kind of circumstances did he grow? How do you get to be as closed-minded as he, and then how do you get to be the governor of Florida? How do you get to be a serious contender for the presidency? He's not an open-minded person. How does a leader have such a closed mind? Right? And that's what my question. How do you lead by walking backwards? I don't yet. Most of the leaders I know, they're in front of the people they're leading. This guy is behind him. Anyway, he had his head handed to him by Disney, smarter than he is, in the first legal challenge. And now they're after him because they overturned his decision to take away the ruling group that is kind of in charge of the county where they have Disneyland. No, Disneyland's in California. Disney World's in Florida.
Yeah, Disneyland's in California. Right. Disney World's Florida.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he appointed a bunch of people. There was a lawsuit against him, and he lost, and the people had to be dismissed, and they put the other people. I mean, it's just a big feud between two guys who are trying to see who's got the biggest woo-woo, I guess. That's all this is. And the taxpayers of Florida are taking it in the neck. They really, you know, you're paying for something that is pretty damnable, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's National Guard Day today, if you didn't know that. December 13th, important event to note. National Guard was established back in 1636. You know that? The oldest military organization in our country. And members serve, they're prepared, National Guard, so that we have a war, they're ready. Times of emergency, that kind of stuff. So be thankful that we have the National Guard because they are a helpful arm mm-hmm. of our armed services. Yep, 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-419-1013 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-419-1013. That's 800-419-1013. What do you have to lose? Call 800-419-1013. Again, 800-419-1013.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Save big every day during Lowe's 25 Days of Deals. Save $100 on select Masterbuilt smokers for the grill enthusiast in your life. Plus, get up to 55% off select smart home gifts for everyone on your list. Order eligible in-stock items by 2 p.m. to get same-day delivery. Lowe's knows deals every day. Valid through 12/13. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Delivered by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jay's got a great question posted on our various social media. You can get at it. All of the social media handle, all of the social media sites respond to at Good Day Networks. So we're asking about what your youth, your experience was as a youth. Have you experienced genius around you? I'm paraphrasing what was asked, but you check it out on our social media. This is social media portion of each hour. And we talk here, among other things, about celebrities, names that are trending. And there are a couple trending this hour. One of them is Dakota Johnson, who has been quoted as saying, if she gets less than 10 hours of sleep a night, she can't function properly. Wow, how would we do if
totally
we could
get
do
that?
Yeah.
Prior to becoming a parent, I thrived off of 10 hours of sleep. Without an alarm,
did
I
you?
Could sleep between 10 and 12 hours. That was my sweet zone.
I don't. Yeah, maybe, I don't know whether, I just don't give myself the opportunity. She says that her number one priority in life, she can sleep for 14 hours straight. So her day is planned, her daily, you know, especially if she's not working. When you're on the movie set or you're doing something like that, then you can't sleep because they work often 14, 15, 16 hour days as they're doing that sort of stuff. So, she works out 5 days a week. She's the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith. No, Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Who's the, was it, was it mother? Yeah.
Melanie Griffith. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. She's into TM. She's into breath work. She's into mental health and all that stuff. She became famous for being in those movies, the Gray, 50 Shades of Gray, right? Isn't that
yeah, I think that's where a lot of people know her from.
Yeah.
She was on this TV show a long, long time ago. It was, I can't remember what it's called now, but I used to watch it, and it was great. It was two siblings, and she was a young single mom, and her brother kind of moved into to nanny her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sitcom. It was really cute. It was really great. And she's been in a lot of other movies other than the Gray, all the different Grays, 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Freed, all that stuff. How to Be Single is one of the funniest movies. She's fantastic. I think she has a really long career ahead of her.
Mm-hmm. Don Johnson talks about the fact that neither of them give each other any recommendations on how to live their lives, which I thought was kind of cute. All right, in a moment.
It's funny.
Another name trending is Ozzy Osbourne. We'll find out why right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Jay, what's the latest from the world of Ozzy Osbourne? On, you've been talking a lot about reality TV and their reality TV show versus the stuff that's around today.
Yeah, back in the day, reality television was more real. There was a lot more reality, and it was celeb reality because you got a look inside celebrities' families. Yeah, and now it's just
reality
edited and kind of staged in certain cases. Sometimes something happens off camera, so they have to reenact it for the cameras. And
It's fake. You can tell it's fake. Fake. Right? So anyway, he's the real McCoy, Ozzy Osbourne is, and I'm sure happy to find that out, aren't you? 28 after the hour here in Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire has taken sides in the GOP presidential nomination race as he endorsed former ambassador to the United Nations, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was asked in a CNN town hall meeting last night how he felt about satanic Christmas displays in the Iowa State Capitol. He just could not help but blame former President Donald Trump for it. Cops are leaving a major city that was actually known as the nation's murder capital. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department is budgeted for over 1,200 officers, but has over 300 vacancies. Tesla recalling more than 2 million vehicles across its model lineup to fix a defective system that's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when they use autopilot. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go, swinging all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to dig a sleigh and song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Equivalent to this kind of music anywhere that I know of, the Jive Aces, right? You know, there's nothing around like this. Is there, Jay? I don't know of anything that's like this. So unique.
I feel like there's some new age, not new age, but a couple, I think there are some artists or bands that take this sound today.
Huh.
But yeah, it's definitely, you can tell that they're honoring this sound because it's classic.
Can I get the clap right, though? I've never been very good about hitting the beat with my clap.
Try stopping.
Hi, James. Crank that up a little, will you, please? Why not? All right, get you in the mood. It's 34:35 after the hour here on the Good Day program, December the 13th. Don't forget about our daily download. We have two ways that you can hear the program through the day of its broadcast. That's, you're welcome. Happy holiday to you, sir. GoodDayShow.com is where you get the whole show. And then, also you can get the download from yesterday's, the highlights of yesterday's program. So, for example, the Texas Supreme Court ruling against the woman seeking an abortion to 20 weeks. That was something we talked about. That was heavy stuff. We have lots of lighter things and things that are aimed at helping you out. Visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell. So check that out, along with our Food, Farm, and Family Daily Report as well. Lots of service elements here to help you make your life better. Good Day Health Show every weekend with Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus. Ken and I will be talking about, well, we do this every week. We take the big headlines from the journals of medicine and relay them to you so that you'll understand how the research is going to affect you and make your life better, help you with your health care, that sort of thing. So there are all kinds of things that come up every single week, although there's one thing that Ken likes to focus on from time to time, and that's the use of marijuana. So there's another story about that that we'll talk about this week. And smoking in general, we've had a lot of focus on Alzheimer's and dementia the last couple of weeks, and that will, I think, continue because there's been a lot of interest in getting more information out about that. How does eating fish help your brain? That sort of thing. So check it out, our podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, one of the many things that we try to do here to make life better for you. And with that in mind, the spirit of inviting Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is one of America's great astrologers. She is also a lifestyle coach, helping people understand what they need to know about themselves through the stars. And that's really kind of what I find her fascinating, frankly. And because Mercury has gone into retrograde, I decided it would make good sense. Or actually, Jay said, yep, let's have Maria on to talk about retrograde from now until New Year's Day. So for those who are not familiar, they hear us talking about this, Maria, from time to time, and you and I certainly talk about it, and it becomes part of what you talk about in general with your clients. What is it?
Well, Mercury is the planet that defines the way we think. And that means our cognitive mind process. And that means, how do we come to decisions about things? Do we get excited? Are we more practical? So it depends on the sign, of course, that Mercury's in to determine what kind of energy we will
be experiencing. All right, so Mercury, then, if it's in now, this is Sagittarius, which is a fire sign. How would a fire sign in Mercury retrograde be different than, let's say, a water sign or an air sign?
Well, first of all, Mercury has moved from the sign of Sagittarius to the sign of Capricorn.
Why? Because I thought that didn't happen until December 21st. How come it's already?
That happened this morning.
Really?
So Mercury went retrograde early this morning. The 21st is the winter solstice. So,
but that's not the beginning. I thought they changed. All right, hold on a second, because I don't want to have people confused, including me. I thought, for the most part, the changes went in terms of signs around the 20th, 21st, 22nd of each month. So you would normally...
Yes. The sun does that. The sun moves from one sign to another on the 21st, 22nd of each month. And you are right. Yes, it does do that. Where Mercury goes retrograde at a different... It has a different time period that it does that. And it does it like four times a year. So right now we're at the last Mercury retrograde of the year, and in the sign of Capricorn, it is not going to be as frazzled. We are not going to be as frazzled or have to be as concerned about that experience as we would be, you know, when it's in other
signs. So why would that be? What is there a difference? Why is there a difference when Mercury, sort of to put it another way, is in a fire sign versus a water sign in this case?
Because
Capricorn is not an air, yeah. is an air sign, isn't it? Go ahead.
No, Capricorn is an earth sign.
Earth sign, right.
So when we think about elements quickly, we have air, fire, earth, and water. That when Mercury goes retrograde in each one of those elements, it is a different kind of experience. So if it's in a fire sign, we are going to be all fired up, right? And we're just going to want to zoom ahead. If it's in an air sign, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do it mentally. You know, it is a dynamic of watching the elemental energies when we talk about Mercury retrograde. So, in Capricorn, earth sign, grounded, practical, responsible. With Mercury retrograde in that sign, it is going to give us an opportunity to stop for a moment before we make any kind of important decision. It isn't like we're going to make it and then have to go back and say, oh my God, you know, I went ahead too quickly. So what is it going to do? It's going to help us to say, okay, well, I'm going to wait a minute. I'm not going to rush around here. And it's going to ground us and slow us down. And it is going to be a different experience because we are in a state right now. I mean, this is the holiday. We're going to be, we want to hurry up. We want to get those gifts wrapped. We want to get that shopping done. We want to get where we have to go. We're going to be together with family. What's going on that, you know, from the 13th of December to January 1st, that's one of the most significant rush times of the year. Well, we're not going to be that rushed. We are going to stop. We're going to do it more.
Is this advice as to what people should do, or is this just practical? This is how it's going to impact. Because a lot of times when Mercury goes retrograde, in general, it causes havoc. Or that's what the conventional wisdom is.
Yes.
Drama
yes.
galore, communication challenges, and technology problems, and
yes.
travel issues, and all of that stuff, relationship issues. That kind of stuff is part of retrograde, usually.
You're right. Except now, in Capricorn, it is going to give us an opportunity, just naturally, to not do the rushing, to think ahead, to do things in a way that it's going to be more practical and logical. So it will be really probably of all the retrogrades of the year, this is going to be one that I'm not going to say we're going to totally enjoy. We are, though, going to find a way to manage it much better than the others.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we don't usually welcome it, but it sounds to me like you're saying it is a welcoming opportunity, at least this time. And
yes.
You take them one day at a time. So let's talk about what I alluded to a few minutes ago. We're going into winter officially next week. And what happens, people say it's the shortest day of the year, the shortest daylight, and then things, you know, get longer, you add a minute or two a day, and
yes.
it seems like in a few weeks we are enjoying a lot more lightness. So does the winter solstice bring us more light?
The winter solstice is sort of a time of the year where indigenous people, and sort of, I always say back in the day, people celebrated the idea that now the world is beginning to not light up totally again, but now this is it. This, the 21st of December, is when it is the shortest day, and yet we start to see we're celebrating. We're not only celebrating the light idea of new light coming in, we're celebrating the end of the year. So I always recommend to people to take a little time to look at what did you do in 2023? You know, excuse me, what were your challenges? What did you accomplish? You know, what do you want to move forward with? So it's a time to honor yourself, honor your loved ones, gather together. And it's interesting that it happens right around when we do celebrate the different holidays. Mm-hmm. So it really is a time to plan the year ahead. You know, we rush through so much of our lives that I think if we would just take the time to celebrate who we are, celebrate each other, just say, I did this. You know, I celebrated my life. I honored other people. And now this is who I want to be, what I want to accomplish in 2024. So it's a beautiful experience if we just take the time necessary to do that.
Yeah, and it's time. It's taking time and thinking, well, just plain thinking. A lot of people, as you said, they move and they don't think much about whatever it is that they're doing. All right, to connect with Maria Trilogy, go to smbworks@earthlink.net or her other web connection, Maria Francesca Trilogy, TRILIEGI.com. Maria, Merry Christmas. Thank you for being here.
Yes, and Good Day. Happy holidays. Thank you.
48 past the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-419-1013 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-419-1013. That's 800-419-1013. What do you have to lose? Call 800-419-1013. Again, 800-419-1013.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of me.
Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Theme to one of the many movies and TV shows that Andre Brouwer attached himself to. Are you surprised, Chucker? He's 61 years old. He was really one of those actors that kind of was an actor's actor. Do you think he got the credit he deserved for being as good as he was?
I think evidently in the industry he's very well respected as by, you know, the onslaught of a lot of people coming out and saying how, you know, what a terrific guy he was. You know, that was sort of, when I saw that last night, I was like, you know, that was really a bummer. Because, you know, he was young, 61. His first film was Glory back in 1989, opposite Denzel Washington and Matthew Broderick. He was really super good in that film. I remember him, he did a two-year stint on a TV show called Hack with David Morse back in 2002.
Oh, yes.
I like that show. Obviously, yeah. Homicide, Life on the Streets, he was really good. He, in terms of features, he was in the horror movie The Mist, which has a huge following. I thought he was really good in that. And he was the captain of the Poseidon in the remake, Poseidon, with Kurt Russell and Josh Lucas back in 2000 in 6. Yeah, it's a lot.
He was all over the place. He could do comedy, he could do drama. He was really very good.
What's
Brooklyn
really,
Nine-Nine,
you know,
is a good example of his comedy.
And what takes you back, I mean, I looked up, you know, I Googled first thing when I heard what's the cause of death, and it said, you know, brief illness, and then he passed, which tells you that, you know, anybody who is in the, you know, in your 50s or 60s, if you get the flu, well, I don't know what kind of brief illness he had, but it goes to show you that you never know, and that's really a bummer. Way too
young. Take care of yourself, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. George Clooney directed The Boys in the Boat. He said that he was sick as he was doing it, and they had to do some of the directing remote. Apparently, this is something that's coming out for Christmas, The Boys in the Boat.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I saw the trailer. It's hard to describe. It takes place, I believe, at a college. it's a rowing movie where, you know, a rowing.
Yeah, the Olympics. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good.
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool. But he had been, and they had COVID while they were directing it, so he directed it from afar. That must have been a job and a half. Yes, right. All right, what do you have for us that's special today?
This is interesting. This day in TV history, December 13, 1975, Saturday Night Live uses its first ever 5-second delay because Richard Pryor was the host. Now, they did this, they've done this before, but this was the first time they did it because they never knew what he was going to say, if he was going to use profanity, go off script. I guess that was a turn in the culture, 75, where anything was possible on TV. I don't think you had to worry about that stuff in the 50s and 60s, but in the 70s,
not too much.
I guess you did. Yep.
Yeah.
And I guess today's the official birthday is Dick Van Dyke's birthday. He turns 98 years old.
God love him.
Today. I mean, obviously, most people know Dick Van Dyke. You say his name, Mary Poppins. But I got to tell you, there was a movie in the 60s called Cold Turkey, which always aired on TV in syndication that me and my mother used to watch and love. Him, Gene Stapleton. It was about a small town that got paid big money to stop smoking. Very funny film.
I remember that. Yes, right.
It's basically forgotten, but it's called Cold Turkey. And he played a priest in the movie. Yeah, the guy was tremendously likable, Dick Van Dyke. Still is, I mean, obviously, but I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was his main quality. Very likable.
Did you see that Sylvester Stallone returned to Philadelphia to the steps, the museum steps? It was the city's first Rocky Day. That was kind of a cool thing. And then he went, they go back to 1976.
Listen, the one thing they can't take away from him is he created one of the greatest pop culture icon characters in the history of pop culture, right? Rocky Balboa.
And he was a no-name. Nobody knew who he was. He wrote the script, and they said, thanks very much. We'll get somebody to play Rocky. He said, no, you can't have the script if I don't get to play Rocky.
Here's what's interesting about that story. Without him, the budget was going to be $2 million. When they said, okay, we'll let you star in it, they cut the budget to $1 million. And it wound up doing about $266 million, ultimately, at the box office.
Did he have a piece of it? Was he smart enough to get a piece of it at the beginning?
I don't know his percentage. I mean, obviously, he has a big beef with the producer, so he doesn't have creative control. But what a great franchise.
Yep, fabulous, and he did a great job. All right, Chuck, you do a great job visiting with us every day at this time. Chuck Curry with Jay and Doug. This is a good day program at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.